Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
92.9 Podcasts powered by Action 24/7. Tennessee's only local legal sportsbook. Bet now at Action247.com. Now, it's the Rundown presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Memphis Grizzlies ran through my Chicago Bulls last night on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Yesterday afternoon, we should say. We're having a little trouble with that. It was a day game, obviously, and the Grizzlies came out prepared for it. It wasn't as close, I agree with John, as the score might indicate. It was a 13-point win over the Bulls. Wasn't nearly close. Now, that wasn't the Bulls. You know, didn't have Zach LaVine, obviously.
My man Caruso,
my man in Caruso, he's close. He's close to return, going to help fix that defense.
Yeah, he's reconditioning. As well. I noticed that.
Derrick Jones Jr. is out. He starts at the four for him. So they were missing quite a few pieces. I don't
care, though,
because credit to the Memphis Grizzlies, who've been missing pieces all year long.
Yeah,
the Grizzlies have been missing something all year long, and certainly we're down a starter. And Dylan Brooks yesterday. It does not matter. Doesn't matter what you throw at this Grizzlies team, which was looking to start a new streak, as we've talked about, and did last night pretty handily. You'd point out, Ja Morant, the 25. We talked about the 360 layup. We talked about the dust up with Tony Bradley. Get your hands off Ja Morant. Do not touch an MVP candidate. That dude is out of your league. Desmond Bane, we talked about as well. 25. This dude is slick, average 20. 19.9 points this month on 49% shooting. Now, that's eight games. Grizzlies 7-1 this month. Bane has been absolutely tremendous. And I don't know. Maybe this guy does make Dylan Brooks at some point expendable. I want to see it all together. But what I'm saying is what he's becoming in terms of the offensive threat, more efficient there, clearly. Now, again, I won't take anything away from Dylan. He last year in the playoffs, he was a force. What was it, 25 points per game? Then you talk about the defense he can give you. And let's be real, Bane's not close there yet in terms of what Dylan can give you defensively. We want to see it all on the floor, but my gosh, a huge part of the reason you've been able to sustain everything without players like Dylan Brooks is because of Desmond Bane and his development, what he's becoming. He continues to be clutch and so consistent. Again, that 49% shooting this month in the month of January over the eight games includes 45% from deep. It's to the point where it feels like the shot's going in just about every time he puts it up there. Grizz about to embark on a four-game road trip starting with the Bucks tomorrow night. They are 22-5, the Grizzlies are, since November 28th. This was a team that was 9-10 and is now having just lost Ja Morant and is now threatening, quite frankly, John, to finish at least top three in the West. They are now a clear game ahead of Utah after that Utah loss that John mentioned first hour in which Russell Westbrook ended Rudy Gobert. That's good news. Two wins up in the win column as well.
Yep.
Memphis Grizzlies absolutely rolling. They hope it continues on the road where they've won 12 of 13.
The crazy part is that the All-Star game is February 20th, right?
Correct.
In Cleveland. Ja Morant is likely, it seems like now, we'll see on the media vote and the peer voting, but has a great chance to be.
Yeah. Luka got him head up, but.
And we'll see how that impacts.
I just don't think there's not going to be a double down on Luka like there was for Ja after week one of voting, right?
We'll have to see.
Again, Ja's just a viral force, it feels like,
they
every
may,
night.
But, that you know, they Mavs fans may have seen that the way that Grizz fans saw the first one and say, we have to try harder now.
But again, you got your boys over at NBA.com making them number one. Every little kitty that goes to NBA.com right now sees the Grizzlies number one. You know, who's leading that? Who's the face of that? It's Ja Morant. Mm-hmm. So the kitties are doubling down, especially on – is it Tuesdays where the vote counts double?
Is it today?
Or is it yesterday? Are y'all keeping track of when it counts? Y'all aren't doing your part. You're not doing your part.
It's so much.
Aware of that.
It's a long process.
Need you voting for Jai, especially when it counts as two.
No, I'm going to pull the U. I favorite the tweet.
Again, I retweeted it. Fool, yeah. That counts. Yeah. You haven't even done that.
No, I haven't. But they don't need my vote. They don't need me, man. They don't need me. They got the whole entire globe. But by the All-Star break.
Yes, that Desmond Bane will be a part of in some way with that. What is that, the rookie? And at least that, maybe the three-point contest.
They're gonna have blown past their win total for the entire season.
Oh, that's what you're trying to get. Yeah. What was that, 41?
Yeah.
42?
They're gonna have more wins than their season total by the All-Star break. That's like unfathomable almost. Like, it's insane.
And the biggest reason is?
Well, the biggest reason is Ja, but the depth. It's because, like, even with those great Grizzlies teams, right?
They, like, went 11-2 without Ja, though.
I know, but Ja is still, like, take him off for the full season, okay?
I'm just saying.
Take him off for the full season.
11-2.
Take him off for the full season.
Not 2-11.
It's 1A and 1B, right? I don't think it's, like, a huge gap.
I don't know. I think you can make an argument, is my point, is that it's depth.
But Ja,
yes, he's the face.
Is
of
a
it.
Part of that depth,
and he's the killer.
And if you
he's
take
the
him,
Doberman.
So you think if you take him off, they're going to be right where they're at.
All I'm saying is, because of depth, they were able to go 11-2.
Yes, that's why. But that 13-game stretch, right? In that 13-game stretch. But even those great Grizzlies teams, like, what we would always come in here and we would argue about is, well, the Grizzlies can't find a backup point guard. We would have that conversation every single year.
I remember that. That
they had to do it in the playoff run. They had to scrap together Nick Kalathis.
Yeah, they had they rolled out Gilbert Arenas, bro. Well,
they did everything.
I mean, like, so even those great Grizzlies teams had depth problems.
Chalmers, that's why they got him.
Yeah, this one does not have that issue. And, again, we've talked about this before. You really, at this point, don't have any reason to tinker with the roster. You know, I mean, you don't have. I mean,
if you're this good with it like this,
you know,
this is the year to trade in assets and try to make a move. It might just be time. See what you can do with what you've got. Heck, look what it's done for you so far.
No, I think that's. I think that's.
Why shake up chemistry? You know, potentially with trying to throw some big star into it.
Check ball. You know what I mean? Take this roster and check ball, and then
because it does feel different than last year in that Utah series. It does in terms of the team.
And look, you know, then you're going to get to an off season. We'll see what happens. See how close you get. And then decisions will just make.
Well, one's going to be tough for you is Tyus. I hope you listened to Chris Harrington and had your little cry and let that be done this morning because he's right about the money.
He threw some cold water on me.
He did, didn't he? Because it's not, you're not going to pay Tyus, you know, 10 plus million when you're giving Ja 200. Mm-hmm. You're not going to have that for your backup.
Yeah. I
he's been a big part of this.
Yeah, he has. And it's going to show up in the record, man. It's going to show up in the record when Tyus Jones walks, unless you have a great backup point guard behind him.
I'm surprised you didn't say he's the reason.
He is part of the depth. He's kind of like, it's Desmond Bane, but then it's Tyus, right?
Yeah, with a sprinkle of Kyle and Conchar.
Yep, Conchar's had some great moments.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Zaire, you know, not so great, but confidence-wise, coming with it.
Seems to be.
They've given him the runway, at least.
Yeah, it seems to be. So, yeah, I would say
not much to tinker with right now, but still, there is something to be seen about having everybody there at the same time.
Yeah.
Jaren, Dylan, Desmond, Ja.
Yes.
Haven't seen that for an extended amount of time. Seeing that, I think, right now is the best part. You know, how optimistic, how good could things be with them? We don't know yet. We'll see, though, hopefully before the end of the season. What's he got, about 2 weeks left before we're looking at reevaluation and all that stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds about right.
For Brooks and the ankle.
That's about right.
Grizzlies absolutely rolling. They'll get the Bucks tomorrow night.
Next story.
All right, so Penny Hardaway had a radio show last night, and as always, these can be quite interesting. These can always be quite interesting interactions. Penny says he feels like Memphis can still turn around. That's, I guess, the most important thing. He feels like Memphis can still turn around. Now, let's have a conversation about this team. You know, and I'm seeing this.
Trying to have a good day.
I'm seeing this more and more, you know, and then this is what happens, right? This is what happens when the season is just not going the way anybody hoped it would go. But I'm seeing more and more people say, we just got to get healthy. We just got to get healthy, which is basically what Penny is saying.
Well, get DeAndre healthy. I agree with that.
Were they healthy when they lost four in a row? They were. They were. That team was complete. Everybody was there. Everybody was accounted for. They lost to Georgia and Ole Miss and Murray State.
Yeah.
That team was fully accounted for.
Your job, it seems like, is to end hope.
No, my job is to be honest about the narrative on this team.
And we've been completely honest.
Well, no,
to act like health couldn't be a factor for this team, especially against this schedule in the AAC, is ridiculous. You know, those days are done based on the 4 out of 5 that they lost is not a conversation worth having.
First of all,
it's not an argument.
It's not like, but it's not like we haven't seen this team fully healthy. We have. And they've lost 4 in a row as a fully healthy unit.
And a lot of that, how much of that was, you know, Imani in, out, what is the role, all of that stuff.
You don't think that's going to be an issue again?
Even in some of this, some of those guys have settled down, like you found something in Minot. You know what I'm saying? Like you're a different team even in the time, from the time that you struggled in those. You're still struggling.
Yep.
Not saying that. No one's absolving, John, but the idea that you could get healthy, at least get DeAndre Williams back, be a little better, at least have your front court, because then you got Duren and DeAndre.
Health is not what derailed this season. That is the only thing that I'm pushing back
on. We also saw this team, I mean, roll, you know, for the most part, rolled Alabama. Wichita State is garbage.
Right.
So I can't even give you that one anymore. Yeah. Did do it on the road. Sure.
I mean,
one road. I mean, the way you did it was impressive.
I'm not going to sit here and allow, when we talk about this season, to be framed as, man, they just can never get healthy.
No, my thing is like, okay, if you know the little window in the airplane. It feels like you want to close it all the way. You can still see the sun through there a little bit. Unfortunately, you have to because, number one, Penny Hardaway ain't getting fired.
Yeah.
And number two, you're hoping to have DeAndre back for SMU.
Yeah. Look, I'm taking a nap right now.
Yeah, you got that thing. You're trying to close it all the way.
It's a long flight.
You cannot do that right now.
It's a long flight.
And maybe that's what Deborah was asking for yesterday. You know what I'm saying? But I'm with you on being honest with what's happening because if you're not doing that, I'm not being led blindly here
down
a road where it all crumbles and you don't get things fixed.
It has gotten to a point in the season where health has become a factor, right? Undeniably.
I'm the one told you there are no excuses. Look at what Houston's doing.
But, what
I told you that yesterday.
What really was plaguing this program, it was the fact that you couldn't figure out roles.
What, rotation, roles?
Right.
It was all that you had to get through get to where you are now.
Those are the primary. And, again, these are things that this staff has struggled with when they have everybody. So, when guys get hurt, a la last year, they end up making a run. Now this year, you would say.
Yeah, but not down. You were never down to walk-ons last year.
There's
a line to be drawn
there.
That's
true, but I'm just saying.
And there's a parallel, but it ends there.
You don't think that the same issues that were present when you get everybody back, they arise again?
Penny got more options, going to play more options. It could lead to less chemistry and, you know. In terms of guys looking good together.
You're supposed to be able to beat East Carolina, man.
Man, we get all that, bro.
You know?
Yeah.
So But
what you need to go look at is Joe Lenardi's first 4 out. Somehow, some way, these folks are still sitting there, okay? So while you're trying to close the little window, the little plane window, and go to sleep, we can't do that yet. It ain't time, John.
Well, what do we know?
We still got a little turbulence. We got to get through it.
It's a lot of turbulence.
Wait till you get on the other side before you try to go to sleep.
This is like snakes on a plane.
Let's see if it knocks us out. Let's see if the turbulence knocks us out of the air and puts us on the ground. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you can't end it every game.
This is the worst flight I have ever been on.
Now, Rashid ain't even on the plane no more.
Because, well.
That man jumped off. Where is he at?
Is that I hope he had a safe landing. You know what I'm saying? But you know, so if you want to stick with the flight analogy, bro, when I got on this mug, dog, it was supposed to be the smoothest flight ever.
It wasn't just you. The entire country was on it. Memphis was literally considered a national title contender.
It was like
this wasn't something Memphis media did or anything.
Agreed.
Penny assembled a monster.
Agreed.
He did.
I was like, I got to get on this flight. I got to get to where we're going. I don't know, you know. Does it end in New Orleans? I'm getting on this flight.
You told everybody's going to New Orleans. That's probably Deborah said you were celebrating too much.
One question's been answered, though, about what we talked about preseason, which is he's assembled this kick-ass roster, which was how do you keep this thing with this kick-ass roster flying through the air, if you will?
Well, so far, it has not been what kind of a flight has this been? Are we still in the air?
Yes, fool.
Okay. But it's gotten like
low flying though, isn't it?
It feels like a
again. How are y'all like, messing up? Y'all messing up my metaphor.
Alaska
I already said it, it's
Airlines,
bumpy. It's turbulence.
The one
turbulence.
Where you like went upside down. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't
like,
upside down, fool.
No,
nah,
the pilot's
what, Denzel,
flying upside
Denzel
down,
flew
bro.
That, what was Denzel's name when he flew that thing upside down? Now he was drunk.
Yeah,
but
that's
he
how.
Saved,
that's
but
this
he saved
flight.
Them.
That
though.
Is this flight.
That's a perfect analogy, Jason.
Trump.
What movie is that?
I don't. Denzel flew it upside down. Movie. That's what it is.
Right now. There is no doubt about it. If Memphis basketball was a plane, we are flying upside down.
I don't think it's upside
down.
That's fair. They lost East Carolina and Tulane the same season. You can't do that.
No, upside down. Most pilots can't turn that back around.
It's called flight.
Flight. There's still a chance.
We're going
Kenny
right.
slash Denzel.
Denzel did
can
it.
Get this. Can
Denzel
get it back.
Did it. That's no, what.
Again, very rare. Very rare.
I think it's. I think here's the percentages
the
of this season
out,
being.
Bro.
Denzel has a problem with drugs and alcohol.
Yes, he's drinking.
Though, far, he's managed to complete his flight safely.
But he actually saved him. He
right.
saved him.
And for Penny, drugs and alcohol, long rotation.
His luck runs out when a disastrous mechanical malfunction sends his plane hurling towards the ground.
This is so
ground.
Perfect. This Memphis.
The flight is not upside down.
That movie,
it is experiencing heavy turbulence like airplane.
Right. That movie was made about Memphis. That's exactly. Well, I mean, all of this.
When the crash.
And we've lost some co-pilots.
The crash investigation
only
exposes
one.
Denzel's addiction. He finds himself in an even worse situation.
Well, here's
now,
the problem.
Larry and the co-pilots, he ain't even, nobody even listening.
Right. He's an experienced pilot.
He's like, I've done this before.
Right. And then you have.
They're not even listening.
And Cody, you have like, a young sort of wunderkind pilot.
He's never
you know,
piloted himself,
but,
though.
But kind of aggressive at
He's
times.
Never been in a college plane.
No. Nope.
Right. You know, and Penny's like, don't worry. I got this. I'm on the bottom of the plane upside down.
That is not. You're taking it too far when you turn the plane upside down.
The plane is upside down, bro.
No,
what's
because
the plane
again,
doing right now then?
It's kind of
what's
upside
it doing?
Down.
Heavy turbulence. It is shaking.
Yes.
We're
and
seeing
I, and I'm looking at everybody like, right. Are we going down? Are we?
Nah, we're fine.
Don't worry.
Look, I mean, if Lenardi has them literally today, first four out, the plane cannot be upside down. Okay?
Okay, but that's fluid. And at any moment, with a loss
to SMU. There's still room to get it back if you're still first four out is my point.
Okay, come on the
Denzel
intercom.
Ain't
Can
flying
you come on the intercom?
Plane.
You have an entire cabin of passengers. Can you come on the cabin?
You don't do
the,
that in these situations,
ladies
do you?
And gentlemen.
Yeah, Brad's pretty good at it.
Yeah,
actually.
You're supposed to say something. I mean, you can't just say.
Yeah, buckle up is what you say.
Right. You're going
to want to hand over the microphone.
When you
Jason
tell them
Smith.
Flight attendants to buckle up, that's when you know it's serious, and that's what happens. But you don't go too far as, now I'm turning this thing upside down. No, you don't tell them all that, fool, because
well,
that's
going to
lead to great panic.
I think they understand that the plane is flying upside down.
That's
they don't
lead
need
to
you
great
to come
panic,
over and say.
Fool. Of course not.
You know?
John's like telling them what direction. Now we're going to, you know, take it on down, folks. And we're pulling up, fight. You don't do that over the intercom.
Well,
you drive,
I'm just saying, when you lose
things.
To Tulane and East Carolina the same season, that's a straight nosedive, bro.
It has been before. We've seen it for Josh.
Now, where you are right is that there is a path. Right? There
yeah,
is a path.
We're about to I don't know. I mean, where do we meet up with DeAndre? Because we're about to pick him back up.
I don't know.
And he's going to help steady things.
That I do not know. Maybe he comes through the hatch that Rasheed
jumped out
of. You know,
when the planes refuel.
Yeah.
Rasheed said, I'm out.
Rasheed already in a parachute.
He didn't want to be on the flight, man.
He's on the Zoom.
Yeah, right.
Post up.
Yeah,
coaching through Zoom.
And Penny said, I'm going to call him, make sure he's all right.
But we're about to pick DeAndre back up. We're going to fuel, you know, where they attach.
Yeah, yes.
They attach in the air and refuel.
What about Larry?
That's
what about Larry?
They're going to drop
us?
DeAndre in there. Larry's, he's in the cockpit. They're just not listening.
Right.
You know, like when your grandfather is talking and you're like, okay, granddad, okay.
Right.
We hear you, but you're really not listening.
No help. Larry's been here before. He's had turbulence.
He keeps telling them.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to say, we can save this thing. But no, it doesn't feel like anybody's listening.
No.
But yeah. So, but he's with us. He's strapped in.
Because it must be real.
10 toes
down. Because it's been a while.
Yeah.
Right. Since Larry's flown the plane by himself.
Right. It has.
Yeah.
But we're not asking him to do it by himself.
Just a little input.
That's right.
Which one of these buttons is the right one to push, Larry?
Larry.
Can you still see him?
Larry, we're upside down, man. What do we do?
They ain't listening.
Yeah. You know, well, it's been a little.
We're going to pick back up DeAndre. Now, here's the question. Are you picking up Alo?
Oh.
Because I know what some around here would say.
Mm-hmm.
Let him back on the flight.
Well, he deserves to be on the flight.
He deserves to be on the flight. He can't be on the flight, Brad.
Yes.
See, he does his dings and buzzes for him.
He does. That's a personal
You
thing.
Do your dings and buzzes for you. And that man just buzzed A-Lo. Show's saying let A-Lo back on the flight.
I want A-Lo.
You're buzzing.
Listen.
Yes, it is. That's what Show just said, put him back on. But you buzzed it. That is your
personal
opinion.
That was the flight
opinion.
Captain. The flight captain did that, not me. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm an A-Lo fan. I want him to be my neighbor. I want him to be my best friend. I don't want him to be my point guard.
Yeah. I didn't. Nobody said start.
Right.
We asked if he could be back on the plane.
He gets 5 minutes a game.
Yes.
Role player.
I think he can play a role.
Five to seven to eight minutes.
That is fair.
But Penny is unable to have role players.
We're going to pick back up Jaden.
Yes. Well, he said yesterday.
Concussion
Jaden's
and protocol or whatever.
Likely out for a while is what he said about Jaden. Or at least in terms of Thursday. He says they expect to get one or two players back.
Jaden's one concussion. That's Timberlake.
Was it Jaden
knee or something? Yeah.
But he says he expects to get one or two players back for the game on Thursday. Look, nobody wants this plane to land smooth like me.
I don't know, bro. Sometimes I wonder. You're trying to close it out, and you ready for the plane to go down.
No, but see,
you've already called all your relatives.
But see, no, my whole
thing
is.
That's right. He's trying to get on a different plane.
You
Brad.
Act like this is
oh,
just
look,
some
there's
kind
a
US, of like.
USC plane coming by.
This is a placid flight where you can just, open up, close the window. Nah, bruh. This thing is wobbling through the air.
I told you it's turbulent.
They got to deploy the F-16s to make sure everything's fine.
Like them cheap flights you'd be taking out to Vegas.
Yeah.
Allegiant.
Yeah. This thing, for sure.
Turbulent.
I mean, this is like Spirit Airlines right now, bro.
Frontier.
When we took off, you know, this is like a PJ.
Oh, man.
It is turning.
Careful.
We had the presidents. We had Air Force One when we took
Bill
off.
Bill Clinton was on that thing. And now?
Why? That man said Bill Clinton was on there. Bill was a while ago, John. Why did you speak out
a couple presidents ago?
Whoever,
special to you?
It's just more of a reference, mm-hmm. You know, like a symbol, you know. And now it's like Spirit Airlines, where at a given day, are we going to land? And it's like one of those things where you cheer when you hear the wheels.
You do that when it's been extra bumpy. Right. Yeah, you're right.
And nobody you cheer wants when to, you land. And nobody wants to cheer when this plane lands more than I do. And again, I think it is just as likely that they win tomorrow or Thursday, right? They get DeAndre Williams back.
With DeAndre back, I would feel good about that.
This is a good spot for Memphis. This is a good bounce back spot for Memphis. They're going to be incredibly motivated. They're going to be at home. I do think there will be a crowd once again that rallies around this team. But you have to cash these in, man, because you're running out. You're running out of opportunities. And you know, if you get DeAndre Williams back, I will pick Memphis. If they don't, I will not be picking Memphis. So I think that's kind of what it comes down to for this team. Although they are a different team when they're at home, there is no doubt about that. So look, Jason and I are having two completely different airline experiences.
This man said the plane upside down. You always go a tick too far,
bro. They lost to Tulane in East Carolina.
We get all that.
How is the plane not upside down?
Because they're on first four out.
Who are you? Who is that?
First four out. Me and Lenardi.
You showed me a text with Lenardi? I mean, come on, bro. Plane upside down.
No, that is not a text from Lenardi. It's a text from someone else. They are on first four out as of today.
Okay, I understand that.
That includes the Tulane and East Carolina losses.
Being the first,
that's how the plane is not upside down. Very easy to understand.
Being the first four out today means nothing. The only thing that matters is
where
are they at the end of the season.
Right.
Right.
And Penny's all about he's trying to keep them together at this point. That's the only card you can play, the whole unity thing.
Right. Well, at least it's not as toxic as it was.
Last year, he pulled it off. Last year, he managed to pull it off when guys wanted to transfer. To that point.
Very true.
You can't turn everything out. It's not time to turn the lights out yet. I understand it's fair. If you want to make your argument, Jason, I don't have any hope. It's hard to make a case. Here's where there's a great deal of hope. Just wait. They're going to turn it around. It's like asking the Lakers, mm-hmm. if in some way, to be something different all of a sudden to flip a switch.
Right.
And you and I have been saying for a while that don't look like a flip that's ready to be switched.
Yep.
Now, can you salvage some things, which to me would be making a tournament? Right, finishing decently in this conference
now. We've gotten where we got.
Which one, the NIT or the NCAA tournament?
I mean, obviously the NCAA. I'm still, because of what I cannot do this whole, here's another one, an injury and freshman, we're going to chalk it up to that. No. Look at what Houston's doing literally in your own conference. They've lost everything.
Yes.
They're down to seven players. Lost another one in this game against Tulsa that they managed to win. There's just no time for that. College basketball is about this. You know, stuff getting thrown at you, guys in and out of the lineup. Penny's seen it with these five-star guys.
It's a bottom-line business.
You got to produce. Yep. That's the bottom line. Now, it's different for him in the sense that if he doesn't this year and doesn't make a tournament, nobody's firing him.
Correct.
They're not firing him.
But you know,
so you're going to have to get ready to be in this plane a little bit longer.
But I will say this.
Even if it continues to be turbulent this season.
The longer the drought goes, the harder that Penny's life as the Memphis basketball coach, in theory, will be.
Well, then you wonder how much of it is worth it to him.
Exactly.
Because if it stays.
Yeah. You know, because
it's going to be hard, though. We said that when he got the job. He's going to be ready to work. It's going to be harder than he thinks.
And then dealing
with all these fires that come up at college basketball and all that stuff.
And they're inevitable. Like, they just are for everybody.
Injury.
And they never stop.
Players,
every year.
There's
always
draft guys.
Always. Every year.
You know, with the route he's chosen to go, it's going to be a whole other set of issues.
I guarantee you this. I guarantee you in that Grizzlies locker room, like, there's been some stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like with any team, you're going to run into stuff. It's just about how do you navigate it.
Yeah, he navigated it well last year after it looked like for a while that thing was going to come apart.
But see, Jason, that was last year's
flight. I understand. It's a different group of folks.
I'm on this year's flight.
They had that.
They had Book, man.
They had the stud at point guard.
But that's not why they're in this
1.5
position.
1.5 assists per game.
That is not why they're in this situation. And look.
They did shoot it well, though, pretty well.
If you get DeAndre Williams back, like Penny seemed to suggest, like I've sort of talked about, that was always the target for DeAndre Williams. Then I think we'll be coming in here on Friday having a more chipper conversation, right? That, okay. And you asked about the hope thing. Look, I think people should have hope, as crazy as it sounds, but there's going to be two more months of this. There's going to be two more months of three out of four games where you win, and then you're going to lose a game you didn't expect until you get to the conference tournament, where I think Memphis can string a run together. But that's what it, to me, is going to boil down to. I think it does come down to the conference tournament. I mean, I know you're going to reference Lenardi, you and him, FaceTiming every night. Hey, man, any way you keep us up on first four out?
No, that's actually not me.
But I just don't know. I guess if you beat Houston twice, you know, and they're still ranked at the times when you do it, that could be a starter. But they haven't been able to do that. I mean, that's a lot easier said than done.
Houston's helping you right now, staying where they are to present that opportunity
for you.
You don't play
Houston for a while, though. They may get picked off a couple times.
It's true, and you figure they're going to. He's never been 4-0 in conference. Like, he doesn't usually get off to these kinds of starts.
Well, the way Kelvin operates, he'll have a coronavirus problem right before the Memphis game, and you won't play the damn thing.
That's right.
He did us dirty last year, there's no question about it.
The hope, though, is that, you know, look, you can get one of those.
But we'd have done the same thing, too.
And I hear you.
I mean, you have to finish top four, right? You got to get that bye.
For the bye, yeah.
And then you have to win three games in 3 days. And if you can do that, then obviously you're in. And I think the talent is there on this group. And they do just kind of feel like, to me, and I'm saying this January 18th or whatever it is, they feel like the kind of team that would do that. And then who knows, bro? All bets are off after that. You got a Memphis team feeling itself going to the NCAA tournament. So it's not like, oh, man, after this season, I'm done. I'm never not at all.
You can't.
But bro,
and there's too much talent over there.
All the blood is rushing to my face, bro.
Oh, I understand, but you're
because I'm upside down. Help me.
This is a great metaphor until you turn the plane. You didn't tell the plane.
Help me, man.
Flight. Flight was the movie?
Yeah, Flight was the movie.
Yeah, yeah, 2012, over $100 million in revenue.
Did he end up getting off? Remember, everybody's after him.
Oh, yeah, because the
transportation board, the airplane
board.
Well,
I don't know. He probably got barred. I don't think he did time.
I can't remember how it ended.
I didn't see this
movie. Not to spoil it. It was a while back.
You're the Denzel expert on this show, bro.
I got one more.
No, let's do that.
Story.
After last night's really not-so-competitive game, John's right, 34-11, Rams knock off the Cardinals and advance. Matthew Stafford picking up that first playoff win, never did that in Detroit. It's not why the Rams went out and got him, though. They went out and got him to win a Super Bowl. There's no question about that. Following last night's wrap-up to Super Wild Card Weekend, here's my question for you. Which one of these divisional matchups, eight teams now, we are down to the final eight, are you most looking forward to? I know the one you're not going to say, but I am curious about the one you're going to say. You got Bengals, Titans is the first one on Saturday. 49ers, Packers will be the late game on Fox. Mm-hmm. On Sunday, we got Rams, Buccaneers as the early one, and then at 5:30 on CBS, got Bills and Chiefs. Man, there are some fantastic storylines in there with these eight. The garbage has been paired. We're off now. You've cut off all the garbage teams for the most part.
Maybe, depending on, like, there are some rumblings that Jimmy G is not going to be able to start against the Packers.
Well, if he can't start and it's Trey Lance, then that would account as a 49ers team that ain't even close to the threat that they are with Jimmy G. I'll be honest with you. Even though dude tried to throw the game away against Dallas.
Yeah.
You're still better with him.
Yep.
He gets the ball to Debo.
Yes.
Trey Lance does not do that. I know because I had Debo during fantasy.
The best game, the game, first of all, Saturday kind of stinks. I'll be honest.
No, it doesn't.
Comparatively speaking.
If the Titans get back Derrick Henry, it's going to be fun around here.
Saturday is inferior to Sunday.
Can't you at least feel good for our man Bennett Doyle who's going?
The Tennessee Titans.
Why are you looking like that?
No, I can't, Jason. Why would I do that?
What? This dude's like, Saturday sucks. The number one seed Titans,
comparatively speaking,
have a great chance to advance to the AFC Championship game. That's a great opportunity for the Titans.
I would rather the plane crash with me in it than see the Tennessee Titans advance to the AFC title game. Bottom line.
Yeah.
Am I happy for Bennett Doyle?
Your hate, it stains your character.
John.
No.
John. You've got to do better.
It stains your character.
It is my character. It's who I am.
You a stain on the Titans.
Well, on Saturday, I will share that title.
Call a L out here right now today. Say they're going to lose to the Bengals. Do it. And be wrong so I can come up here on Monday and laugh in your face.
I'm still weighing it. I'm still deciding. I haven't made a final choice yet.
I figured because Burrow beat you, be all personal. Yep. You say, oh, Joe, yeah, he's a stud. He's going to beat the Titans. I feel it coming.
I do think the Bengals are built to do it, though.
They'll keep Burrow off the field with 12 to 13 play drives.
I mean, that would be the common logic. That would be the common logic, that they just play action to death.
It is what the Titans do.
It's been a long time since we've seen Derrick Henry, though. Been a long, long time.
You know who's not going to do anything? Joe Mixon, number two against the run. Really number one. It's like point two that they're second to Baltimore
It's hard to pick the Bengals.
They were 12th overall in defense. They're not just slouch, period.
Right.
Against the run, good overall. This Tennessee defense, that's the difference between this year and previous.
But don't sit up here and try to act like that Saturday, because it includes the Titans, is better. Sunday is amazing.
You're the only one Sunday just hating amazing on them like you are. But I will give you that Sunday's amazing.
I mean, you have the Rams-Buccaneers, which is a rematch from earlier this season when the Rams took care of the Bucs.
I'll be honest with you. I'm pulling for Rams. I've been a guy who's always been like, Stafford's better than y'all give him credit for, so I got to stick with him. I had him in the championship game. I think this was my NFC championship game, though.
Was that his first playoff win?
Yes. He was 0-3 with Detroit, I believe it was.
No, I mean, that's not hard to believe.
I've said he got that monkey off his back, but they didn't bring him here
exactly
to the Rams to win one playoff game.
Correct. And the way they built their whole entire thing.
It will be an absolute failure if they don't win the Super Bowl. Not just get there either. That is their mission.
Well, I mean,
if
McVay can get there with friggin' Jared Goff, then he can certainly do it with. I always thought that stuff was overblown. Like,
Goff, a better defense, you would say. Right. Von Miller was all. He looked like Von Miller last night. He was all over the field.
And then you have the rematch also from earlier in the season with Bills Chiefs, where the Bills handled the Chiefs, but that Chiefs defense much different. I think they're only averaging like six. They're only averaging 16 points allowed the last like 6 to 8 weeks. Now they've only played a couple of like decent quarterbacks, but that's going to be. Both those games are going to be fireworks. Absolutely. It's a good round, though. I mean, Saturday's going to be fun, too.
That Melvin Ingram pickup was slick. Genius for the Chiefs when they got him from Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You and I were laughing like, man, Pittsburgh just going to let him go.
Mm-hmm.
His activity level has helped that defense, that Chiefs defense, to your point.
Very much so.
Having him over there as well. And then they've gotten healthier, that defense has.
Yep.
That said, you're not with me from yesterday. You give the Bills the nod on defense, though.
I mean, on defense.
On who's going to get more stops, because that's what it's going to come down to. You got two offenses that can absolutely plow you.
Yes.
So it will come down to which defense is prepared to get a couple of more stops.
But you know, I mean,
wouldn't you give that to Buffalo right now?
They killed Kansas City, though, in that first matchup. Like, it's going to be a different game.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I think Kansas City is favored, as a matter of fact.
I'm pretty sure they are. Two-point favorites.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's Vegas saying, this is not the same Kansas City team that you thought you were playing, you know, earlier in the year. I think everybody knows that, though. I don't think the Bills are stupid. I think they understand that the defense has made some strides. So, you know, I think it's going to be a I think the surest thing is Green Bay advancing. That, to me, any other outcome would not – I mean, the Bengals winning would be a pretty mild shock if they won in Nashville with a healthy Derrick Henry. That would be a pretty shocking outcome.
You're telling me that
anything else would not shock me.
With a friend of yours, a former colleague, in Bennett Doyle,
you
know, going up there to Nashville, be there for the game, you still hope that they lose and he experiences that L and has to drive back to Memphis on an L. You wish that for your friend,
colleague? Unfortunately, I do have
that's kind of rough.
I do have a little bit of a heart left in here.
Like
the slightest bit of one.
That thing is black heart.
Does it give me great joy
to think
about
Bennett to go
Bennett
up there
making
and
that long drive home with an L the Bengals?
Would he have wished it on you?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, absolutely.
No, Bennett wanted you to win so y'all could go together to the game this weekend.
No, he didn't want to go together. He just wanted the Raiders to win so that he would have a chance to kick their ass. Yeah. So that his Titans would have a chance to kick their ass.
But that man then was not pulling against you. He would have been pulling against you this week.
He has a heart.
But you failed.
Yeah.
The Titans did not.
We did not finish the job.
Titans got the one seed. You cannot hate on him for that, John.
No, there's no hate. There's no hate.
Exceeded your expectations this season, yes?
They certainly did. I would have never thought in 5 million years, this life or the next, that the friggin' Tennessee Titans would be the one seed.
Even I thought that, and I was high on them, but I thought the chance at being one was gone when you lost Derrick Henry.
I mean, yeah. That's
coach of the year type stuff from Vrabel.
I can be.
No, you hate talking to Titans because you're hate.
I can be real. But
this is a story.
They didn't have nearly as much adversity as the Raiders did, but it's a lot of the theming of that, right? Like a lot of the elements that helped the Raiders get to the playoffs after everything that happened.
Why would you compare them to a trash organization or they just fired the GM?
Well, this was deserved.
This is going well.
That was deserved. He had to.
Man, got to bring everything back
to
the Raiders.
Draft. Just go look at the Raiders 2020 draft. Okay, just look at it. Just take one gander at it.
Mayock was a joke.
The fact that the Titans were able to, you know, through all of that, still beat teams like the Rams, you know, the way they did. I think this says a lot about sort of like the way they believe in them. I do think they're much
it's the nicest
better.
Nicest thing you've said about the Titans in 3 years.
That being said, this is the one thing that I am curious about on the Titans. They're great when they're the underdog. When they are the favorites and they are the cliche hunted, they don't perform as well. And that applies this weekend. They are certainly the favorite. And what does Cincinnati have? You have a team in Joe Burrow and that young group of receivers that has nothing to lose.
Don't you think
So I think they're
dangerous. You're right about
this. They're dangerous.
Don't you think even with home field they would still be underdogs to the Bills or Chiefs? Just Vegas. What does Vegas think?
If they were in Nashville.
Based on the way it's going to be in Nashville, the one seed, it goes through Tennessee. It goes through Nashville. Do you think they'll be
underdogs based on the way these offenses are. It would be pick-ems, I think, for both. Maybe the Bills, they're like a -2 favorite over the Bills.
Which is what the Chiefs are.
I think the Chiefs would be a pick-em, though. Maybe the Chiefs are favored. Maybe.
Well,
it would be very, very close.
Yeah, get ready for that.
It'd be very, very
They're going to beat the Bengals. Joe's not
ready. Bengals are dangerous, bro.
Yeah, you can get to Burrow. You could all season. Yeah, as long as they stop the run, make Burrow have to do it, they should be fine.
Yeah. Should be a great weekend. Should be a very fun weekend in the NFL. We'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. We'll talk about all that with Joe Theismann at 1:25. Get his thoughts on the weekend. Who are the best performers? Tom Brady continues to amaze, even in his old age.
Can't count him out.
And more. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis' sports station. Sports station.
92.9 ESPN from Odyssey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sit around on Sunday watching football, and I was like, man, something is missing. I need, I mean, I enjoy this, and this is great, and all that, but something's missing. And then it hit me. It was Wing Guru. That's what was missing. Nothing goes better with playoff football than the Wing Guru. And
right.
I went with my go-to, and I know some people might try to disparage me for this, but six boneless garlic sriracha with the double seasoned fries.
Less work with the boneless.
Woo. Buddy.
A lot of folks will disparage you, though. You're right.
Yeah, that's just the way it goes.
Little baby.
I'm built for that. I am built for that. The Wing Guru is amazing, though, whether it's party wings, whether it's boneless wings. 21 different flavors, something for everybody at the Wing Guru. Get yourself some today.
Don't forget what Billy can do with a thigh, though, either. His bone-in thighs are fantastic. If you love the wings like John does, you're going to love his thighs as well. Now, Billy, the former Tiger basketball player, Richmond, he's built an empire with the Wing Guru. Remember, the original location was 5699 Mountain Rise, still there. We helped open it up. Now in Collierville, Millington, Bartlett, coming to South Haven, in Atlanta now. It's an empire. It's that for one reason, because he's got the best wings you've ever had. Those bone-in thighs just as good. And look for the dry rubs, seasonings, and Guru Gold Sauce at Kroger Net Superlow. When you see Billy Richmond, you tell him Jason and John sent you.
All right, so we were talking about the NFL and obviously the playoffs as they roll on. But this is going to be, if you've been sort of paying attention, quite the offseason for quarterbacks. I think you're going to see a lot of transition. And over at ESPN.com, there is a piece where Jeremy Fowler talked to a bunch of different NFL executives and just kind of asked them to predict the future a little bit in 2022, like how much quarterback shuffling is going to happen, coaching changes. Aaron Rodgers, his future. Russell Wilson feels like that time is up in Seattle.
Yeah.
So first one is Carson Wentz. I think that
got
was
a roll.
That was a one-year deal, right? Was that a one-year deal there?
I can't remember if it had an option year or not, but yeah, it's short-term, seems like to me, yes. And they got to move on, do they not?
The prediction from NFL executives here is that they will think long and hard about replacing him, but they will keep him.
Stop. He was worse than Phillip Rivers was. You were 11-5 in the 16-game season with him. Went to the playoffs. You did not make the playoffs. And what, lost seven games this year? You were worse.
Indy could cut him with minimal penalty. But they would then have to pay the quarterback replacing him, which could offset the money that they would save, and then some.
Indy should get in the mix for one of the big boys, you know, Russ. I don't know what their situation is. You know, Philly's got three first-round picks. I don't know if Indy can match anything like that, but seems to me like you would check. Because aren't you – you've got a defense, you've got a run game, you've got what you feel like is an offensive line. Aren't you a quarterback away from
– I mean, he did – I mean, he was, you know –
Wentz,
62%, 3,500, 27 touchdowns, just seven picks.
Man, dude threw for like 50 yards in that game or whatever it was. Less than 100 felt like.
I mean, do you think that they could do better than him next year? Do you think that there's somebody out that they could get that's better than him?
Again, I would hope so. Phillip Rivers was better than Carson Wentz was.
And some I got bad news for you.
Some of us said it when they got Carson Wentz.
I got
some
terrible news for you.
Like he's already shown his true colors.
Because it seems like he is going to be back in Indianapolis, and I know that makes you just absolutely
sick. I think it's a mistake on their part, but Frank Reich can go down with it.
Moving on, the Philadelphia Eagles prediction here is from NFL executives that they will be in the market for a new quarterback in 2022. They've got three first-round picks, as we know, and unfortunately, Jalen Hurts put together one of the worst NFL performances at quarterback that you will see. Now you're gonna look
again. Got me. Kyler Murray was just as bad yesterday.
No, he was. You're
but
right.
We don't question Kyler Murray's future
because he was better. He's better.
It's
than
It's based on what Jalen Hurts has come from. I know you're putting that cap on him. I'm just saying it's hard to do.
That's interesting.
You closing that window
again?
Yeah,
Kyler
was awful yesterday, and you would have said, "Man, there's a guy who'll make a pass like that in the end zone when he's getting tackled. He's too dumb to play quarterback in this league."
Yeah, you're right.
That kind of decision making will get you killed.
Kyler was actually worse than Jalen Hurts. Kyler was actually worse. Now, he was going up against,
I am with you that Philly will move on. And, again, because they've got some room to move with those three first-rounders, why not go out and try to make a play for a Russ? I'm just saying someone, I think, would kick the tires on Jalen Hurts as a starter based on what he's done already.
Yeah.
I'm with you. He played a bad game, but I don't think you can cap and say he's done forever based on he's come a long way.
The thought here is that, with those picks, you can go out and maybe get a Deshaun Watson.
Right.
That up and go get Deshaun Watson or Kirk Cousins, depending on what happens
Don't
there.
Let him anywhere near your franchise.
Okay.
Because for whatever reason, You know what they're going to do when you get them.
The prediction here from NFL executives is that Washington, which is in the market for quarterback and has been for basically forever.
Should they be, though?
With who? Heinicke? Man, stop. What you going to win with him ever?
He ain't the worst.
Nah, but he's
that defense
not.
Underachieved for three quarters of the year wasn't Heinicke's fault.
He's a grinder.
I'm just saying.
And he fights, but he's not the answer. This NFL executive believes that they're going to go out and trade for Jimmy Garoppolo.
I mean, good luck with that, too.
That would be an upgrade, however, not much.
You know, when they went to the Super Bowl, they were running the ball. It wasn't like it was something Jimmy G did.
No, you're right.
They didn't ride Jimmy G's hot arm.
He was good in the first half against the Cowboys. He was.
And he let him back in the game, too.
He did.
And now possibly hurt. And let's not act like he doesn't have an injury history.
He does.
You know, being available is part of
it. His status seems to be in question this weekend.
I'd be real, you know.
Hesitant.
Yeah. Like, not do it.
Yeah.
Hesitant.
Okay, moving on. The Falcons will trade Calvin Ridley to a contender. This NFL exec says they're cash strapped. They need pieces along that offensive line. They need the draft capital. One league executive believes a conditional second round pick could get it done for Calvin Ridley. He was really, really good this year when he played. Then he stepped away for, you know, mental health reasons.
Yeah, and they got a decent one in Gage, and they love Pitts, so they have
weapons. They're blowing that thing up very
but
soon.
Frankly, how much of that is because of the Matt Ryan contract that they're
exactly?
They need to move on from that already.
Well, and
they're still tied up because of that.
That's going to be a total rebuild, you know. So yes, and Calvin Ridley has made it crystal clear he is not coming back to play for that franchise.
I got a feeling they're going to give Arthur Smith the time.
Yeah, hope so. Seattle quarterback Russell Wilson going to wear a new jersey in 2022. That is another prediction.
That's happening.
Yeah, it feels inevitable.
Lock.
And then I guess the only question is where does that. Where's that destination? Saints feel very natural, right? You have a clear need there. You have Sean Payton, you know.
Who sees that Taysom can be it. And
right.
You had a Jameis on the short term anyway, didn't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Cowboys, Raiders, and Bears, which were on his preferred teams, are they not all set at quarterback?
Y'all need to move on.
You're
going to pay this man a huge extension, Derek Carr. I guess he's going to get it. And I don't know how that helps your foot. Because, John, what does that do to help with everything else you've got to solve, giving Derek Carr all the money right now?
I love Derek Carr's commitment to the organization, man. He is a great citizen. But, I mean, Russell Wilson is better than Derek Carr. I mean, this is true. So if I have the choice, yes, 100%, I would love to have Russell Wilson.
Y'all should move on is what I'm saying. You should start over. You should be the one starting over your franchise with this new GM and everything else.
Just a few more here. Aaron Rodgers, they believe, will stay in Green Bay.
Why would you leave?
Because the money. And then the other one that's sort of, I guess, kind of explosive is they think one of Pete Carroll, Sean Payton, or Sean McVay is going to leave for television.
Yeah, that's Pete Carroll.
Sean McVay's in this conversation, though?
That's strange.
I mean,
he looks like he's having too much fun.
I mean, they're winning. I guess it is interesting what will happen with him.
What, if they lose?
Well, this roster, right, is built a certain type of way.
Yeah, but it's not just for 1 year. It's for a couple. They can
two,
win. For...
three, maybe? So at 38, maybe he's won some things. He could walk away and go do TV. Like,
does he see McVay?
Yeah.
He strike you as that dude, he will get to the end zone to celebrate before the players are celebrating. He loves it so dang much. He's basically like a player.
Didn't you think John Gruden loved it so much?
You think he would walk away?
In Tampa? Didn't you think he loved it?
Not as much as McVay does.
I don't know how good on TV he would be.
He's like, Cooper, high five me.
Yeah, I don't know how great on, I mean, who knows? But, yeah, Pete Carroll would be good. I'm down with that. Pete Carroll would be good on TV. You don't think so?
I don't know.
He's an interesting guy.
I just think some of his references would probably be a little
Sean Payton would not be good on TV. Sean Payton doesn't ever want to talk.
He's just like a wet rag a little bit.
Yeah. Like,
he got a little bit of wet rag. Pete, I understand y'all saying he's got the enthusiasm or whatever.
Yeah, like, see, if you have Sean Payton on TV.
But is he going to make sense?
Sean Payton, you feel like he's going to be uncomfortable to make a joke around. You know, like, he doesn't feel like he's got a great sense of humor.
You think Pete's going to have all the jokes?
I think
seven?
He will, yeah.
Think he's funny?
I think he's a little bit more, I think he's a little warmer than Sean Payton is.
Pete Carroll's funny to you.
I think Pete Carroll could be funny on TV, like funnier. It's all relative.
McVay has the youth and energy that you would want.
Yes.
I just don't think, I highly doubt he would be, you know, he's ready for it to be over, even if he won one,
yeah,
that you're ready to move to that. I think he loves the stress. He loves being on the field with those dudes.
Yeah. So anyway,
strapping it on with those guys.
It's gonna be an interesting offseason in the NFL because you're gonna have potentially a lot of quarterback. Like what happens with Deshaun Watson? That's a huge domino.
Well, the question now is that do you get the prize I have my eye on?
Right.
And the great Lewis Riddick.
Well, you know,
who has said that the Bears GM position is the most attractive opening. Now that was before Mike Mayock was fired.
That's right.
So I don't know if he would still say that because he is a former Raider.
Yep.
But that was a man that he was trying to tell the McCaskies, hey, I like your situation. We still haven't interviewed him yet, to my knowledge.
Yes.
Are the Raiders going to steal him from us?
I think there is a real possibility that the Raiders don't go in that direction.
Because y'all went Mike Mayock.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly right. I mean, that's how, like when Memphis fired, or they didn't fire Josh, but when he walked away, they went the opposite direction, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
They said, we're not going to hire the young, up-and-coming.
It's usually what you do.
Hotshot recruiter.
Go different direction.
We're going to hire this guy.
If it's failed.
That doesn't care anymore, right? That we're going to pay a lot of money to wreck the program.
Well, they thought he still cared. He just won a coach of the year from DeCourcy in Sporting News.
Yeah. It was
they thought
obvious,
he was still engaged.
It was obvious from the opening press conference that he had not a clue where he was or why he was doing it.
Let you skewer this.
He did guns up.
He just had his name retired.
Jarvis asked Tubby about Penny Hardaway on staff, and Tubby said, who?
That
press conference
did he
went.
Say, he didn't say who, did he? He said, I'll talk to him.
Yeah, that was an absolute disaster. But see, that was the decision, right? It's like, we have to go in opposite direction. So I feel like that's probably where the Raiders are going to be at in terms of who the next guy is.
Man,
bring back McKenzie.
Kentucky just put his name in the rafters and hammered him that night.
Yep, there you go.
Poor Tubby, 7-9 at High
Leave
Point.
Leave the money on the dresser. That's what they did. That is what the Kentucky Wildcats did to High Point, isn't it? They left the money on the dresser, bruh. What was the score? Do you have it in front of you?
92-48. They took it easy on them.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Thanks for everything you've done, Tubby. Anyway, it made sense. I would have just rather, like, if I'm Tubby and I'm gonna be honored, I would rather not have to play the Kentucky Wildcats.
The funniest thing about Tubby and the play games against Kentucky was that John, when he was in staff at Memphis at coach, he's like, we're all about it, playing Memphis. We'd love to play Memphis and Tubby.
Oh,
come
yeah.
On. We're all about a Memphis series. And then, like, we get some recruits in here, and then suddenly it's like, yeah, we're not interested in that.
Yeah.
Do you see that Esposito still tweets about the Tigers?
really?
I know what? It.
The legend of Joey
I'm
Esposito.
And I'm going to be honest, because I think to myself when he does, I'm like, Coach, man, you're going to have to get over that. That's my initial thought when I see it. Because he did a whole well hello there. It's sort of like are y'all happy with what you asked for in terms of getting us out of here 2 years?
Oh, I see. Subtweeting a little bit.
There's no question about it. And some of it is, man, Coach, you got – but I ain't going to lie to you. I'd probably be bitter, too.
He was the only worker on staff.
I was like, would you be bitter? I don't know if I'd still be tweeting at him because I think, again, it just shows.
I don't think.
Man, you're not busy enough that you're still thinking of it.
I
do think I would be somewhat bitter.
Well, no, he tweeted something like, I actually bet on the Tigers today.
yeah. To Brad's point, he's like, that's all subtweeting, bro. And he put the hashtag
well hello here's the
there.
Good news for Joey. I mean, he's clearly bounced way up with this high school gig in Phoenix.
I just say, what does it say that a guy that we thought was the hardest working assistant they had, Tubby didn't even take with him to High Point?
No.
Joe is a good guy.
What does that say?
I believe that.
Really good dude.
I have had to, like, he has, like, tweeted me maybe before and about whatever, and I've had to, like, delete tweets because it's like, man, I'm not trying to.
I'm just saying you can understand why he's bitter.
But you know what? On some level, too, that was 4 years ago. And you guys weren't getting
the
job
done. That's my first reaction.
You guys were not getting, you are not, that staff was not wrongly fired under any circumstances. They weren't getting the job done. None of them. Yes, Joe was the hardest worker and the best recruiter of the bunch. Just like if you You know, I mean, I don't want to like offend a group of people, but you get you know, five small people on a lineup. One's going to be the tallest, right?
I'm just saying, how long did you harass the folks at Taco Bell that fired you or the cookie company?
Not at all.
You didn't harass them at all afterwards?
I moved on to the next. Mm-hmm. That's what you should
do. You were a young man then.
Again.
It looks like that might have been Joe's last opportunity.
Well, I mean.
To be reliant on you. All I can say, I understand the bitterness.
It's not Joe's fault.
But you're going to have to get past
it. It's not Joe's fault, right? It's not. I mean, he in his mind, was doing his job.
What he's got right now is he say, well, what y'all asked for with Penny, grass wasn't greener. That's why we saw him come back out of the woods.
That's a bad subtweet from him.
It's the same.
It just doesn't help you with anything. You're not going to win this battle where people are going to all of a sudden say, yeah, we should have kept you guys.
No.
Like, that's not happening. So the tweets don't really.
Well, he's out of college hoops now. I mean, he's done with that.
But again, like I told you, I can still understand where the bitterness comes from.
I mean, Memphis was 19-13 Tubby's first year. They were 21-13 his second year. This is about the same that's happened under Penny Hardaway, but they're doing it at least with better players, you know? Like, there's more talent coming in here, and the attendance is better. Like, so I just, you know, at some point, you were not done wrong. You were not fired. Yes, it happened quickly, but.
Well, at some point, you know, that's part of the business. And
yeah.
That things like this are going to be things that when you choose this line of work that you are going to have to get over. Otherwise, you will have no peace. That's the part of it. You were tied to Tubby. It wasn't a good fit. Unfortunately, you were a part of that fit that didn't work. And so I think ultimately you have to realize that's part of the business. And again, for yourself, for your inner peace, you got to be able to at some point to move on. You realize you're hired to be fired. Most of these,
that's
when you
true.
Pick this line of work, whatever sport it is,
the
with
way
coaches.
It goes.
And so at some point you come to that, right? You come to grips with it. But again, I would just say, yeah, I can sort of understand the bitterness. You got to move on though, because that's not going to change.
Well, for cats like him, don't you? Your resume states you were a coach at UNLV in Memphis. You know, you were part of a college staff. Like, that's attractive and gets you a $100,000 teaching and coaching job in Phoenix, Arizona.
Well, I think you're exactly right in that. Like, you go into this business knowing, like, hey, nothing is guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
What did Keelan tell us? That your checking account can quickly become your savings. Will quickly become your savings account.
Yes.
Now, that's what happens when you get into coaching.
Yes. So, and again, like.
That's exactly right.
Nobody wants to do this or is even willing to do this. Like, everybody, when they get fired, they always think they were fired wrongly. Right? Like,
yes.
they're always going to find a way, well, you know, I did this, this, and this, and this. And I'm sure Joe would say, well, I recruited this guy and that guy. But it wasn't good enough. It is what it is. The people in Memphis didn't care. You didn't win enough. You didn't have enough talent. It is what it is.
Mm.
And so.
Yeah, we don't need to go back through that. Those were.
Right. Mm. The only reason why we do go back through it is because
now that
he keeps tweeting.
It was upside down, but Tubby was telling the plane's fine. Like, y'all calm down.
I don't know what y'all expected.
We not upside down.
Come on to my recruiting room at my house.
We were always going to be upside down. This is the program in this day and age.
This thing flies upside down. Memphis players don't come here.
That's right.
It's true.
That's right.
Y'all are the ones that are crazy. You media and you fans.
Right.
It's a fifth place program in the AAC.
When y'all hired me, I told y'all we're going to be flying this thing upside down.
Oh, my God.
We're flying upside down. Everybody wants to act surprised.
Who was the kid from? Oh, Jalen Crutcher? I don't need him.
They didn't want Jalen Crutcher.
Jalen Crutcher.
Didn't.
Who was a stud at Dayton.
Yep. Anyway.
Might just laugh if he wanted him.
There are people in Memphis trying to get that done. Tubby said, no, sir. Then there was another kid, right? Who was the other kid that was like Jaron's cousin or something? Wasn't there like
I went to like Illinois State or somewhere. Jaron was trying to get him. And kid could play, but he got hurt for whatever team he ended up going to.
If you could have pulled his name out, I'd have been incredibly.
Won't the Tubby's biggest debacle will be the Lawson's part of the equation. That will always be the biggest thing he just missed on right out of the bat.
Well,
right, boom.
Again, that was done above him before your athletic director promising Keelan and his kids a spot.
Bowen's jacked that up for us.
And so you had a guy who was expecting to be, you know, a key assistant.
Yeah, I forgot about
because
that.
Because of you know, what he was doing, the kids are going to still be here.
That was such a mess.
And you bring Tubby in who says, huh? No, wait a minute. I'm bringing my own staff, and I'm actually taking my son, I'm pushing him back to the
Incredible.
Snap, so I got my three guys.
Yep.
Yeah, so it was set up to fail.
No, it was. It was doomed.
And that was on Tom Bowen on that one.
That is
brutal.
Because he should have got that straight with Tubby before. Say, if you want this $3 million, right. It's going to be part of the deal if that's what you're going to do.
Yep. All right. We will come back. Joe Theismann is going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about the NFL.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.